This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Afreilachin Sunday. I want to share with you a brief packet on Daf Lamed Tes. And I have to say, I was not aware of this whole concept. We know that if somebody is ma'anis a woman, if a Jew is ma'anis a Jewish woman, the halacha is that he has to marry her. Actually, Rabasi, I'm going to speak out. You know, yesterday in Shul, we were reviewing Daf Lamed Tes. We had an interesting question regarding whether a father is allowed to stop if a man rapes his daughter. Could the father stop it? So the Gemara says that Abaye holds, of course the father could stop it. Shelo yehi chayte niskar, so that the sinner will not gain. So that the sinner will not gain. Because if he never raped her, the father could have said, you know, I don't want you to marry her. And the father could have stopped the marriage. And now that he rapes her, the father can't stop. So he just raised the topic. What do you mean, so the sinner shouldn't lose out? What sin did he do? What sin is it to be ma'anis a woman? There's no lav in the Torah. There's a knas. If you do it, you got to pay. But why are we calling him a choyte? Again, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's a tzaddik. But it's not one of the 365 lavim in the Torah. Right? And the only thing we could really come up with is, you're not to damage somebody. You're not to damage someone's property, even if you're going to pay for it. Now, that's a big question in halacha. Is there an avera? Let's say you damage someone. And you say like this, I'm going to damage someone and then pay him. Is that an avera? What is avera? I'm paying him. So the Mefarshim talk about that. It's a big discussion. The first stipler in Baba Kama, is it geneva? Is it a lack of yahavta l'recha kamecha? The same thing if someone rapes a woman. Technically, you can be hard-pressed to find the chet. But a mazik is, I guess, presumed to be a chote. Okay, in any event, the question is, we know that if somebody rapes a woman, they have to marry them. What if somebody is mefata a woman? We know you don't have to marry them. But is it better to marry them? Say, what? Where did that come from? Whoever heard that a mefata should marry the nifta? We always talk about if somebody's ma'anis a woman, he has to marry her. V'loy siya li'isha, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. The Torah says he has to marry her. He can never send her away. Where would we ever dream this up of, that maybe a mefata should marry her? So the Torah does say, mahar yimhareno loy leisha. Okay, mahar yimhareno loy leisha. He should maybe quickly take her. That's what it says by mefata. Mahar yimhareno loy leisha. We never think of it that way. So, if you look in the Rambam makes no mention of this whole thing. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Nara Besula, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Misha Pita Besula, Koyin Sinoisai, Mishgal Chamishim, Slam. Someone who seduces a Besula, we penalize him 50 Sela, Shokesef, Mezukak, Vuha Nikra Knas. Vechenim Anas Oisa, if someone coerced her, Vechnas Ze Mitzvah Sasei Shal Torah. Okay? Bear this in mind for this coming week. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to pay a knas. Shenemar v'nosan ho'ish ha'shoichev ima la'avi ha'na'ara chamishim kasef. The man who lay with her gives the father of the Nara 50 silver pieces. Okay, so a few things. One's mafata woman, he has to give 50. One ma'anis woman, he has to give 50. And it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Not a mitzvah that anybody wants to be in that situation, but it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. That's interesting, no? One of the 600... It's not an avera to be ma'anis a woman, but it is a mitzvah to pay the knas. You know, it really highlights, there's a piece in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that you can't always judge the severity of something by the punishment in the Torah. For example, if somebody were to ask, Is it better that I marry a Gentile, or is it better I marry a Jewish woman who's not observant? So, if by looking in the Chumash you would think it's better to marry a Gentile, there's no law in the Torah to marry a Gentile. It's just the children aren't Jewish. Maybe according to some there's a law of Leisus Chatein, but it's not a Chiyuv Misa. But to live with a Jewish woman who doesn't keep the laws of family purity is a Chiyuv Kares. So somebody mistakenly may advise, you know, if you're not going to keep the laws of family purity, you should marry a Gentile. Now that's better, it's less severe. But of course, nobody in their right mind could say such a thing. But why not? Living with a Jew is not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha is Kares. Living with a Gentile is not Kares. The answer is you can't always judge the severity of something by the punishment in the Torah. You know, we could explain that sometimes punishment is not a barometer of the severity. Sometimes it's needed to keep a person away from something. Sometimes it's a deterrent. Not every punishment demonstrates severity. Sometimes something which is not as intrinsically severe, people would be more liable to violate, so we have to keep them away from it. So maybe somebody would be more prone to marry a Jewish woman and not keep laws of family purity, so there's a more severe punishment. Or sometimes something is so severe, we don't want to give them the favor of atoning their sin. Okay? So that could be a rationale why by oines there is no avera. It doesn't mean it's not bad. Just because there's no punishment, it doesn't mean it's not bad. But in any event, the Rambam makes no mention of the idea that a mafuta should marry the person. Ve'ezehu mefateh, ve'ezehu oynes, mefateh l'ritzayna, oynes shabala b'al karcha. Kol ha'neveles besada, reizu b'cheska sanusa, v'danin oysay b'din anusa, chi idu eidim shabritzayna nivala. If it's in the field, we assume she was coerced. V'chol ha'neveles b'ira, reizu b'cheska smafuta. If it's in the city, we assume she was seduced. V'nei shaloi zo'aka, she didn't scream out. Aval ho'anusa, the Rambam says, if the anusa doesn't want to marry either her or father, we allow that. If let's say they want and he doesn't want, we force him and he marries her. Another mitzvah. All these wonderful mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to pay 50 shekel to the woman that a person rapes. Another mitzvah in the Torah is to marry her. Mamash tzaddik, this guy. He didn't do any averos, and he was mekayim two mitzvahs. He paid the knas, and he does the mitzvah he has to marry her. Afilu hi chigeres haysuma matzaras. Even if she's ugly, kaifin oisei lichnois. Ve'enoi moitzer otzana le'olam. He can never divorce her just because he wants. Shenemar lo yuchal ashachal kol yamav. Harizu mitzvahs loisasei. Comes a Shulchan Aruch, it says something very interesting. The Rama says, in Vaday Ba'aleha, Mitzvah Lekainsa, Avalein Koifin Akach. Let's read this. Hanitan ala Pnuya. One who their claims, there are rumors that he had relations with a single woman. Some say you don't have to marry her. He shouldn't marry her. He shouldn't marry her because it's sort of giving credence to the rumors that he had relations with her. Some say it's a mitzvah to marry her. The hasar rishayna ikar. The first svara is ikar. Doesn't marry her. But if you're afraid she'll go off the derech, muter l'kainza. V'cholza b'kol ba'alma. This is if there are rumors. Aval im vaday ba'aleha. Mitzvah l'kainza. Aval ein kaifin alkach. But if he definitely lived with her, it's a mitzvah to marry her, but we don't force him. What's this talking about? Says the Gra, Avalein Koifin, Kamasha Kasa b'masnisin, and Ksubis, Hamafate Imratza. So let's see if we could figure this out. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, on Daf Lamed Tes, So listen carefully. The Gra is saying, you see, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, you don't know, what are we talking about? Did the man rape the woman or did he seduce her? So I would have read the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about oynes. And that's why we don't force it. But the Gra says, no, we don't force it because the Mishnah says that a mefate imratza lahaitzi maitzi. You know why we don't force it? Because a mefateh doesn't have to marry her. Ooh, so the Gra says that this halacha is talking about a mefateh. And nevertheless, mitzvah l'kainsa. That means the Gra is learning that even though we don't force a mefateh to marry her, it's a mitzvah to marry her. What's the mitzvah? Mahar yimharen olay le'isha. There's not a chi of dairaisa. But there's a mitzvah d'iraisa. Mahar yimharen olay le'isha. Now here he quotes the Gemara on Daf Mem Amad Aleph. Look in the next Gemara, Mem Amad Aleph. Oynes shoyis v'atzis. Amar le'i Rav Rezal Rav Ashi michti migmar gmir mehadadi. We know we learn oynas from mefateh. Why don't we also learn out oynas from mefateh? Mefateh from oynas that mefateh has to marry her. Amar kra mahar yimran alisha loy mi daitai. It's with his das. It's with his das. But the Gra interprets that to mean that even though we have to have his consent and we don't force him, it's a mitzvah for him to marry her. It's a mitzvah for the mefateh to marry the woman. So it seems like there's some machloikis here. If there's a mitzvah to marry a woman. Here, let's look back on the Rambam. Is the Rambam definitive not like that? The Rambam says, "V'loy siya le'isha harezu mitzvas asei." The Rambam never said, "By mefuta there's a mitzvas asei." So it's generally presumed the Rambam holds there is no mitzvas asei. But the Gra at least is learning there is a mitzvas asei, and that mitzvas asei is mahar yimharen olay le'isha. So I was not aware of that. I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a daya, there's a mitzvah for the mefateh to marry his nifteh. So what would the nafkamina be between, let's say, the Rambam and the Ramah? The Rambam holds there's no mitzvah to marry the mefuta. The Ramah says there is a mitzvah. We know that if somebody seduces a woman, then you do not pay the knas immediately, but rather you pay the knas if you choose to divorce her. What's the reason why you're pater from the knas? What's the reason why if someone's mafata a woman and then he marries her, he's pater from the knas? Is it that the marriage paters her? Paters him from the knas? Or is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of marrying her patering her from the knas? If there is a mitzvah to marry her, then you could say, according to the Ramah, it's the mitzvah to marry her that's patering her. But according to the Tzad, there is no mitzvah to marry her. Then it's the marriage itself that paters it. And the nafkamina would be, what if somebody seduces a woman and there is no mitzvah to marry her because he's not allowed to marry her? Let's say someone seduces a woman and he's not supposed to marry her. Say it's a lav. So in that case, there's no mitzvah to marry her. So if it's the marriage that paters from the knas, so if he marries her, he's paters from the knas. But if it's the fulfillment of a mitzvah, he'd be chayv in the knas because there is no mitzvah. So in the Mishnah Rav Aaron, Rav Aaron Kotler, he brings this chakira and he brings this nafkamina. Let's see if we could figure it out. This is Mishnah Rav Aaron, Simen Mem Dalet. What does the Torah mean? Mahar yim harenu loy leisha. Im chiyuv zehu mitzvahs haTorah al hamefate k'may achiyuv v'amitzvah zeloy si leisha amar ba'onus. Is it really a mitzvah on the mefate to marry her like there is on the onus? Ela diyesh nafkamina bein onus the mefate. The onus bal karchei ramya rachman alei. Onus, you have to marry her. La se says anusa al hamefate. Even the Torah is commanding you to marry her, we're not going to shove it down his throat. The Torah gave you the opportunity to pay the knas and not to marry her. According to the second sad, geder hamitzvah demahar yimarenu loy leisha ha'amor b'mefate hu doyme lemitzvas yibam. The mitzvah of mefata is like yibam, where there's a mitzvah of yibam, and the Torah says if you don't want to do yibam, do chalitza. So too, there's a mitzvah of to marry her. And if you don't want to marry, you do chalitza. So there's a mitzvah on the mefata to marry, and if you don't want to marry her, you pay the knas. Dahasam nami yesh loy mitzvah liyabim vafal pike nitna loy atar rishus shaloy liyabim rak lakloitz v'oitzah gedur gam mitzvahs pidyon peter chamar v'arifasai. You're supposed to redeem the firstborn donkey. If you don't want to, you have to break its neck. Maybe that's how we should view mefata, that the mefata has a mitzvah to marry her, but he has the ability not to by paying the knas. Ishema kra demari marena loy leisha asi lemeimar dechol hecha shenasa hamefata leisha ein achayev knas. Maybe Yimari marena leisha is saying that no, you have no mitzvah to marry her. You're supposed to pay the knas. If you decide to marry her, if you do decide to marry her, then you don't pay the knas. Meaning the second side would be, you have no, someone's mafata woman, he doesn't have to marry her. But if he does, he's exempt from the knas. The obligation to pay is if you don't marry her. If you do marry her, you're exempt. But not that there's a mitzvah to marry her. And according to this, Lefiz Tzadzeh, Kra Demar Yimarenu is not a mitzvah at all. It's a way, it's an opt-out, it's a way to get out of knas. Raku din b'tashlumei ha-knas, shechiva isai ha-tar, it's a din in the knas. Din nasaloi chiva ha-tar b'tashlumei mamayin. So Rav Aaron very clearly and sharply portrays how we should view the pasuk of Mahar Yimarenu Lei Leisha by Mefate. Is it a mitzvah? We're not going to force you to be mekayem the mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry her. It's just that if you don't want to exercise that mitzvah, you don't want to fulfill that mitzvah, then you got to pay it, like Yibum. You have a mitzvah to do Yibum. If you don't want to do Yibum, do Chalitza. You have a mitzvah to redeem a firstborn Chamar. If you don't want to, you got to break its neck. Or is Mahar Yimarenu Leisha not a mitzvah b'chlal? It's not a mitzvah at all. It's just that. It's not a mitzvah at all. There's a mitzvah to pay knas. That's the mitzvah. It's just the Torah says if you choose to marry her, you're exempt from the knas. So Mahar Yimarenu Leisha is not a mitzvah. It's a way to get out of knas. And says Rav Aaron, a big nafka mina would be, meaning what he's spelling out clearly is, we knew the tzad, we could explain the tzad, that there's a mitzvah to marry her, and if you don't, you pay knas, that we could explain clearly. What's the other tzad? The other tzad is, there's absolutely no mitzvah to marry her. You're supposed to pay knas. It's just, marrying her is an exemption in the knas. Venera diyesh b'safek zeh nafkamina ladina. There would be a very big nafkamina. Del atzad rishain demahar yimareno perusha sheish mitzvah b'nesuin. Mistaber loymer demamakam doy kie ma mitzvah b'nesuin einar nifter mitashem haknas. It's very reasonable if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Let's say there's no mitzvah in marrying her. You're not allowed to marry her. Then you would have to pay the knas. Because it's not the marriage that's exempting you, it's the mitzvah. On the other hand, friends, if you have to pay knas, it's just, if you marry the woman, you're exempt. So, if I marry her, even if I'm not allowed to, I'd be exempt from the knas. And the Rav Aaron brings a raya from the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch that we read, that if someone's suspected of having relations with a penuya, we're not going to force you to marry her, but there's a mitzvah to marry her. Even though Rav Aaron says we probably suspect pitoy here, and it sounds like it would be a mitzvah to marry her, even if we know it wasn't oynes, even if it was pitoy. So that's what I got for you today. Basically, there are two ways of viewing the pasuk of Mahar Yimarenu Lei Leisha. I think until before the shir, nobody ever thought there's a mitzvah of the mefate to marry her. I think we took the second side. I think instinctively we took the second side. That an oynes has to marry her, a mefuta doesn't. If he wants to, he can. He could. It happened, and it happens to be, it's if he does marry her, then the knas that he owes her, you see, I viewed it like this. It's not even that if he marries her, he's pater from the knas. I viewed it that if he marries her, then he just transfers the 50 bucks that he owed her. He just sort of moves that into, he segues that into his chiv ksuba to that woman. In other words, it's like we say like this. You seduce this woman, you got to pay her money. By the way, pal, it happens to be if you marry her, that very monetary obligation that you incurred, you could defer it and pay it later as a ksuba. I would say it's slightly different. Maybe this is what Rav Aaron means, but it's not that you're exempt. It's not that if you marry her, you're exempt from knas. You could segue it. You could, what's a good word? You could reconstitute that monetary obligation as the chiyuv ksuba that you have. And then later on, if you die, you divorce her, you'll give it to her then. So it's not even a ptur in knas. It's like a deferment. It's like You're reconstituting the monetary obligation. But now we're learning there's another tzad, that mahar yimarena is a mitzvah to marry her. It's not a chiyuv, because it implies it's with your consent. It's a mitzvah to marry her. And that mitzvah would then exempt you from paying her the knas. Okay, Rabbi Isai. And then the nafkamina would be when, if you marry her in a situation where you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. So if it's just an exemption of the knas, or a transferring the knas to the ksuba, so then you're exempt. But if it's the fulfillment of the mitzvah, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, it would not pater you. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.